busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. No. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Plowman. Great. And that was a cover of All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix Experience from the album Electric Ladyland. And before that, we had Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin from the album Pearl. You know, Janis Joplin gone way too soon. I think she joined the 27 Club. If you don't know what that is, I think I brought this up last semester, but basically, if you're a musician and you're 27, and like a lot of musicians like died at the age of 27, basically, and they have like a little like club for it, I guess, you know. I mean, you know, and more of a metaphorical type of way, you know, not actually, but, you know, like music artists like Kurt Cobain and Jim Morrison. I think Joplin as well. And I know the first keyboardist of Grateful Dead, Pigpen, you know, Ron McKernan, he was also, I think, a victim of the 27 Club. So there's that. And of course, I think maybe Jimi Hendrix passed away at 27 as well, I think. I don't know. I gotta check that out. And of course, that was a cover. And again, back then, I never knew Jimi Hendrix covered that song. Because again, it was written by Bob Dylan. And you can say all you want. I liked the Bob Dylan version better because it's more original. And like, yeah, Jimi Hendrix, it's more like rock oriented. But I don't know. I just really like Bob Dylan and his music. And I have not seen a Complete Unknown yet. I do, though. Like, because like, from what I've seen and heard, like, it's just centered around Bob Dylan and, like, starting his career, you know, and his frequent interactions with Joan Baez, another amazingly talented, like, she slays. Like, she's awesome. Musician. Like, both of them, oh my god. Like, I've been listening to Fountain of Sorrow by Joan Baez. Love that song. It's so good. And fun fact, she did write Diamonds and Rust about Bob Dylan, which is really interesting. So both of them, I guess, as songwriters, like, they're just very talented. Like, those are just really talented musicians. And I'm glad that, like, they wrote that music, you know? And I'm surprised Timothy Chalamet played Bob Dylan. I mean, he was Willy Wonka. Now he's starting this role. And I think he was on SNL this Saturday. I don't know, but he was on SNL recently because, you know, they want to promote a Complete Unknown. But I'll get to it soon. Again, I know Bob Dylan. I know his work. Amazing songwriter. Amazing music artist. Down to earth. Awesome guy. Anyways, the next song that we got coming up is What Is Life by George Harrison from the album All Things Must Pass. And George Harrison also did a cover of If Not For You, and this was also in this album, and that was written by Dylan. So, anyways, here's What Is Life by George Harrison. Enjoy.
What I feel, I can't say.
That was a little cult classic. Can I see what I said? Cult. Because, you know, this song was recorded by Blue Oyster Cult from the album Agents of Fortune. And it's Don't Fear the Reaper. It's not too bad of a song. I've heard it one too many times. I can say that. Interesting song. Anyways, I got, like, one more song that I originally played on my first show coming up next. And then I got, like, four other songs I discovered over break and recently. And yeah, just stick around for that. But the next song that we got coming up, actually, before I do that, I do want to mention, like, with Blue Oyster Cult and Led Zeppelin, like, I feel like those are really as examples of proto-metal. It's like a genre, obviously. I like proto-metal. It's way better than heavy metal and... way better than heavy metal and hair metal. And that's why I removed all the hair metal songs for a show. Because I'm like, listen, hair metal's cool, but like the themes in it are like things that I don't really agree on nowadays. Because I've changed as a person. I'm being honest. I've changed ever since then, you know. which is for the best. But, you know, I'm happy because of that. But anyways, like, you know, like alternative metal, new metal, and like proto metal are my favorite genres of metal. Because, you know, they just explore different themes with the lyrics mainly, you know. So, yeah. Anyways, I got Wayward Son by Kansas coming up next. And then I'm going to reveal some of the songs I've been listening to recently after that. So here is Wayward Son by Kansas. Enjoy.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
Wayward Son by Kansas from the album Left Overture. So next, we're going to move on to, I have like four songs left, and they're four songs that I've discovered recently. So the first one is a song by Oasis, and if you know me now, like, I am a big Oasis fan. Not only because they're going to be playing in the summer, I'm going to see them, but like, their music, like, again, I've explained this last semester, their music sounds not revolutionary, but like, it sounds... like rock music, like it helped to revive 90s rock, especially in the UK area, because again, Oasis was like a Britpop band, and again, they're just like out of this world. And I was listening to Stand By Me, which is an Oasis song, not a cover of the one I think recorded by Benny King. I'm not too sure, but no, it was, I mean, like that song, like, oh my gosh, the lyrics for Stand By Me by Oasis, beautiful. It's amazing. I can relate to them. And that's why I love listening to modern music nowadays, because you can relate with the lyrics. While it's kind of tough to do it for, like, songs made, like, way back then. Like, you like how the song sounds, but sometimes you gotta relate to what the artist's speaking to you. That's how I like to perceive it. I know that sounded very philosophical. I know I pronounced that wrong, but, like... that's how I see music nowadays, and I'm glad that I do. So anyways, here's a Queasy by Oasis. And this was a single, actually. It was from their Some Might Say EP. And yeah, hope you enjoy it. Wow, what a song, ladies and gentlemen and people. I guess everyone. Oh my gosh, what a song. Again, when I listen to this, it's like, oh my gosh. Like, this is such a deep cut of Oasis. Like, this song just, I don't know, it's everything. Everything on, like, on point with this song. Like, with Noel, like, just, like, singing the chorus and Liam, yeah, I'm sorry, I get both of them confused, but, you know, Liam singing on the verses, oh my gosh, and the production value for Oasis as a whole, oh my gosh, beautiful, oh my gosh, like, this band really, like, oh my gosh, like, this band uplifts me, like, I love them so much, and, you know, like, now we got some emo and some pop punk. We got Fall Out Boy next. The song's called I'm Like a Lawyer with The Way I'm Always Trying to Get whatever. I'm just gonna say I'm Like a Lawyer because it's a long song. The title of the song is really long. My bad. And yeah, I decided to check them out recently and they're not too bad, honestly. And they're pretty solid, not solid, but like they're really good. And I feel like with Fall Out Boy and Oasis in general, like both of those bands I overlooked because I'm like, oh, everyone knows these bands and stuff. But like when you listen to them, you see why everyone loves these groups. And yeah, so then after that, we got two other songs coming up, and then I'll be hosting New Music Sundays. And yeah, just stick around. So, anyways, here is I'm Like a Lawyer by Fall Out Boy from the album Infinity on High. Enjoy.
Last year's wishes are this year's apologies. Every last time I come home, I take my lessons to burn a bridge or two. I only keep myself this sick in the head, cause I know how the words get you. We're the new face of failure. Ready and younger, but not any better. Bulletproof loneliness.
great. And that was I'm Like a Lawyer by Fall Out Boy from the album Infinity on High. And I think, because the next music artist I do want to see a lot, not a lot, but like I want to see some things about him, because we got Hazy Jane number 2 by Nick Drake coming up from the album Brighter Later. During break, I read up of Haggis's career, because it was really interesting and depressing, because I feel like this relates kind of what the music industry is today, but basically Nick Drake, the music that he made, he just didn't feel it was doing well and stuff, and it took a toll on his mental health really bad. And I'm not saying every music artist nowadays, especially writing or new music artists, are really that depressed, but with Nick Drake specifically, I really wish that, he got to realize the potential that his music had, because now everyone's listening to it, and people often compare him to Jeff Buckley and to Elliott Smith, and I agree with that, because those were also musicians that wrote folk songs and also died really young, which was unfortunate. And I consider those the holy trio of folk, basically. You got Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, but you got these music artists that I don't know how to really put it, but people were listening to their stuff and they thought no one was checking out their music, and it's really interesting. And it's interesting how Nick Drake's music got around nowadays, and that's another thing that puzzles me nowadays with people listening to music. How do you get from point A to point B with some obscure music artist? You never know that journey, which is crazy. But anyways, we got Hazy Jane 2 coming up next by Nick Drake, and we got a Leonard Cohen song coming up after that, and then stick around for New Music Sundays, which will start around 6. So yeah, here is Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake. Enjoy. Say something before I play the final song, which is So Long Marianne by Leonard Cohen from the album Songs of Leonard Cohen. Thank you so much for tuning in for the first episode of my final season. I can't believe I made it this far, honestly. And I've discovered so much good music along the way. It's so much. And the next thing that we got coming up for next week is blues. So, like, actual blues, like electric blues and, blues rock, you know, I have a mix of that. And then we got so many other more themes coming along the way, you know. I got So Long Marianne coming up, and I'm being honest, when I listened to Songs of Leonard Cohen, this was the only song I really liked. It's interesting because, like, when he recorded Hallelujah, he was the original writer of that song, I believe. When I listened to that version, I can't. I literally can't because it's so different. Because, like, the one that I loved and that I grew up with is one from Shrek, recorded by Rufus Wright. And it's like some kind of Mandela effect because there's another person that also covered Hallelujah for Shrek as well. But, like, I don't know. I don't know if that version was used or something like that. But, like, the Rufus Wright one that I grew up with, I love that one. So good. And I think even Bob Dylan started covering Hallelujah before everyone else started doing it, too. In, like, the 80s, I think. So, like, Leonard Cohen is interesting. I really wish I could appeal towards his music even much more. Because he's just beyond talented. But who knows? Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll revisit Songs of Leonard Cohen. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in for the first episode of my last season of Radio Gaga. Stick around for New Music Sundays coming up next. And yeah, I'll be hosting that. And yeah, enjoy.
Come over to the window, my little darling. I'd like to try to read your poem. I used to think I was some kind of gypsy boy before I let you take me home. Now so long, Marianne, it's time we began to lie and cry. Well, you know that I love to live with you, but you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angel, and then the angels forget to pray for us. So long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were all in the green lilac park. You held on to me like I was a crucifix.
your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge, and your fine spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Now so long, Marianne, it's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all again. For now I need your hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long. And laugh about it all. Oh, you are really such a pretty one. I see you've gone and changed your name again. And just when I climb this whole mountainside to wash my eyelids in the rain. Oh, so long, Marianne. Time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who's sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why?
Why?
Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
All right, and welcome to WONY's New Music Sunday hour. So from 6 to 7 p.m., I will be showcasing new music that the station has. So to start it off, I'm more of a type of rock music type of person, so I picked out a few that we have obtained.